An Accessible Media Incorporated original production.
This is Insights on AMI Audio. I'm David Kincaid. Later, Designing for Disability, we highlight new software that will help those with vision loss edit audio. I'm David Kincaid, and this is Insights. In a few minutes, fire up the barbecue. Dr. Carl Cabasel stops by to give us tips on how to avoid foodborne illnesses. But first, engineers at Queen Mary University of London have developed a sound and tactile feedback-based interface that helps people with visual impairments create audio. The creators, Dr. Usama Mitatla and Fiore Martin, are postgraduate research fellows working in inclusive design. They specialize in developing new ways for people to interact with each other using different senses. Jason Vermesh spoke with the developers from London by Skype to learn more about the device.
You mentioned that you work with multimodal interactions. Can you explain what that means, Usama?
Sure. So we can think of, if you think of the way we interact with computers, typically we'd have a screen and a keyboard and a mouse. So we're using our eyes mostly to look at a screen, and maybe we manipulate the mouse with our hands and so on. So we would say that this is sort of the visual modality of interaction. And if you think of other senses that we have, so we have the sense of touch and we can hear things and so on, multimodal interaction is about how we can combine these sensors to both manipulate data or computers or interact with computers, but also receive information from the computers through these sensors.
And what's the goal?
So the goal is essentially to capture the essence of what makes us humans. I suppose if we interact in the physical world, we don't just use one sense at a time. We absorb information and act in the world with all our senses. And the idea of multimodal interaction, or the promise of multimodal interaction, is that we can port that into the digital experience as well.
Fiore, what kind of projects have you guys created to make this happen?
So we started with an initial project called cross-modal interaction, collaborative cross-modal interaction interfaces project. And in that project, we have developed a diagram editor that could be operated both with the normal visual-based interaction that uses for keyboards and mouse for input, and that represent diagrams in a graphical way on the screen, but also using an audio haptic interface, which would allow a visually impaired person to manipulate and edit these diagrams without looking at them, and at the same time collaborate with sighted people in the editing and exploration of such diagrams. And in order to do that, this person would use an audio haptic interface, so it would use sound and text-to-speech synthesis, or some haptic devices that use force feedback, such as the Phantom Omni haptic device, to sort of manipulate the diagram in space and to sort of feel, you know, with his hands how this diagram is laid out in space.
So what does a diagram sound like?
Oh, that's a very good question. So one of the first design choices that we have to do essentially is to think about how do we map visual features to sound and tactile features. So that's actually one of the challenges is, you know, if your diagram has squares and circles and lines, then how do these things sound like and feel like? And what's the appropriate way of, you know, coming up with a natural way to map these information? And the answer to this is one of the research questions that we explore actually as part of this project. So for example, you know, maybe a round shape would have a more of a low tone to it, maybe. Some certain angles might have sort of a, you know, if it's a line that goes up, maybe this is a pitch that goes higher in frequency and so on and so forth. So part of our research is actually to explore these mappings to try to come up with natural ways to map visual features to sound features and tactile features.
You've created this interface that allows a blind person to interact with something visual on the screen, so this haptic audio interface. Can you use that for audio editing as well?
Yeah, and indeed, one of the domains that we looked at in fact, audio editing, and in particular digital audio workstations. These are systems that people use for audio productions, production and recording audio and playing music and all these sort of things, which are things that very much fit, let's say, visually impaired people, because they are based on the sense of hearing. But these programs happen to be very visual oriented, and they display a whole bunch of controllers and faders and a lot of visual things that are probably quite hard to handle if you can look at the screen, but let's say not impossible, but very hard to handle if you cannot look at the screen. Let's say navigating all these sort of parameters, or for example, one of these of the features that these DAWs have are automations, which are basically graphs that describe how parameter evolves over time. And these are graphs, so are again a visual entity that is totally inaccessible if you cannot look at the screen. So what we have been looking at is how can we, let's say, represent these features, and how can we make DAWs more accessible using audio haptic interfaces rather than, you know, monitor and images and buttons and all this kind of stuff.
And what does it feel like when you're editing this audio? What are you feeling in your hand?
So if you look at a waveform, essentially it's a representation of, say, for example, gain of a track over time. And what we did was, you know, we still kept, you know, give the user control over time so they hold this device. It's like a robotic arm that you hold in your hand. And as you move, say, on a horizontal axis, you'll be like scrubbing or scanning through the track so you can hear it. But the gain of the track is also, you could also feel it in terms of, say, something like a friction or vibration. And at the same time, you'd have an accompanying tone that describes the peaks and troughs of the waveform. And that would represent different aspects of the audio that you're composing. For example, if you're applying an effect that would sort of show a fade in or fade out, then you'd hear some tones that represent that. So, you know, something like would tell you about how the direction of the sound is going and how your effect that you're applying to the track is actually affecting the sound that you're working with.
That was Usama Matatla and Fiore Martin, postdoctoral fellows at Queen Mary University in London, England. Together, they've developed projects that help translate visual information into multi-sensory experiences for people with visual impairments, and they're part of the growing inclusive design movement. If you'd like to learn more about inclusive and universal design, join me here on AMI Audio Sunday at noon and 9 p.m. for Design for All, a Manifesto. This original audio special will explore the idea of accessible design and ask, what would a barrierless world be like? For AMI Audio, I'm Jason Vermesh.